Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, my beautiful listeners. So I'm not live right now, as I'm inspired to go quick and dirty. Okay, so I was inspired to have this conversation with you, my beautiful, amazing, curious audience, because I've been getting a lot of interesting inquiries in my applications recently that I needed to address. So, what's the difference between something being super taboo and raunchy and debaucherous and pervy versus outright dangerous? And that's the conversation we're going to have. And so I was inspired because this morning I woke up and I was checking my messages and I got this application from somebody who wanted me to destroy his ass and make him cry and make his ass bleed and tear. And, when he said no, he basically wanted me to rape him and destroy his ass for my own gratification. And as much as I love using people for my own gratification, I'm not into doing any harm, because that's the rule. I don't have very many rules, but the one rule that I have is to do no harm to yourself or others. That's the number one, pretty much my only rule when it comes to sexual exploration and sexuality and sexual expression. And as sexy as it might seem to give yourself completely over and feel powerless and be taken, fully taken, and as much as that seems like a really good and hot thing, the problem is that it's going to do damage. And then that's not hot. Because then now, especially when we come to any kind of anal torture, which I often is where I see a lot of the extreme, going to this extreme. The problem is that if you tear your anus, it becomes a fissure, which means every time you poop, it rips open and you bleed. And this can go on for an infinite amount of time until it heals, which it takes a really, really long time to heal. And that's only if it's a small tear. If it's a large tear, then you need surgery. And that surgery will interfere in your elasticity of being able to go shit, which then eventually means that you have to change your diet. You have to change your lifestyle so that not every time you poop, your ass rips open and it's excruciatingly painful. That's the byproduct of letting somebody rape your ass without lube and taking it slow and opening it up and having the right size. And that's the downside of that desire. And so this is an important piece around, like, when we have these things that turn us on, why is it turning us on? and we can modify. And I've talked a lot about this in other podcast episodes around how, like, for example, the podcast I did about ATM, ass to mouth. All right. It's like, okay, so the idea of the taboo-ness of it is great. However, getting E. coli and puking your brains out and being devastatingly sick, not so sexy anymore. Not to mention, if somebody has parasites, now you have a parasite. Like, there's just so many things that, yes, that's, the taboo of it is hot. However, the safety protocols in it. And so how do we acknowledge what is sexy? So let's look at the whole idea of being taken and, your ass being raped and, the scenarios that, the psychological scenarios that could happen and the role play that can happen and that you can add those components of consensual non-consent, but you've negotiated and you've had conversations about what to do, and the person who's doing the taking has your best interest at heart, even though they're using you for their own gratification. They won't harm you. They're considering they're concerned about your psychological, emotional, and physical well-being. And if they're not concerned about your physical, psychological, and emotional well-being, that makes them dangerous because there is then no, and no safety. And you may end up getting raped. And rape as a fantasy is sexy, but actually being raped as somebody who experienced a lot of trauma in my childhood is not sexy. And if you've met anybody who's ever been raped, will not say that the actual rape is sexy. It was a horrendous, traumatic, leaving deep, deep emotional scars. And depending on if there was physical damage, maybe physical damage in that, which again, not fucking sexy. But the act of somebody wanting you so badly and ha using you and having their way with you, and they can't control themselves, that's fucking hot and that's sexy. So how do we play with the in that realm, in the safety realm, not in the danger realm, but in the safety realm to get our needs met, right? So we add restraints, we add dirty talk, we add, role play, maybe some kidnapping, it could be an interrogation, could be like a gang rape scene, which has all been pre-negotiated in conversation, and I mean, everybody's got safe words, and those things are all an important part of it. But you're not going to need to go to the hospital afterwards. And you're not going to need to go to have surgery afterwards. And you're not going to ha be incontinent and shitting yourself every time you sneeze and having to wear a diaper for the rest of your life. You can be stretched out and full and, have somebody really peg you fucking hard and not do any damage. And that's what I really want to get through in this episode is that physical damage to the body is not the goal. It's not the goal. The goal is pushing us psychologically and pushing our bodies physically, but no damage. Like, damage, bad. Leaving some marks. Good. Ones that heal really quickly, even better. We do not want to do any damage. And the craving, if we crave the damage, then there may be something that's not serving you. There may be an underlining, whether that's underlining trauma that hasn't been healed yet. There may be an underlining feeling unworthy and self-loathing and self-hatred that hasn't been looked at. If we are craving the damage, not the powerlessness and letting go of control and pushing our bodies to the max, but we are actually craving that, the damage part of it, there's something going on that you're not going to fix through sexual expression. If anything, you're going to reinforce in a negative way and create new, you're going to reinforce those neural pathways that say whether that if you're craving the damage, whether it's because there's trauma that you haven't healed yet, or that you are doing some self-loathing, self-hatred, unworthiness, maybe doing some self-punishment because there's something that you've done or currently doing that you feel guilty and shame, and having somebody punish you is a way in which for you to alleviate that feeling of guilt because you deserve it. The truth around that is that it doesn't heal that. It just reinforces that if it's around guilt, that you're a horrible human being. It just reinforces that you're a piece of shit. It just reinforces that, you don't deserve to be safe. So trying to act it out in a sexual kink environment isn't reclaiming those things, isn't healing those things, it's reinforcing it, which means that you have to go more extreme. Each time you go more extreme, more extreme, more extreme, more damage, more physical damage, emotional damage, psychologically damage, damage to your relationships, damage to your work environment, damage to your like it just it's a never-ending hole that never gets filled. We're not talking about your asshole. We can fill your asshole and make it feel good. So, yeah, I just was inspired. Like when I read my message this morning, I was like, okay, we need to talk about this because it's not the first time I've gotten messages like that. I get a lot of those messages. It's not the first time that people are reaching out to me and wanting these extreme experiences that will cause both physical and emotional and psychological damage. And I know this because I've been studying human sexuality for 30 years. And so I know what what is going to serve us to be the best version of ourselves. And what is going to reinforce the parts of us that we are not healthy or we're hurting? Okay. And my job, whether my job is, showing up as, your sexy podcast host on My Orgasmic Life, or, teaching and facilitating or mentoring and training, or as Empress Gaia in the dungeon, or as a holistic sexual wellness specialist helping people move through, sexual issues and trauma. My number one mission in life is to create sexually liberated and free humans that get to express all aspects of human sexuality in a way that does no damage or harm to themselves or others. And that shit's awesome. And there's lots of stuff to do. And if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll be like, oh, who knew? Who knew that would turn somebody off? I mean, I'm still learning about my sexual expression. My sexual expression is an evolution, right? I'm always evolving and growing and learning and finding new things and new ways to express. My submission and my dominance and my nymph-like sluttiness and there's always lots of possibilities. But the number one rule, like I said, I don't have any, very many. I think I have one rule is to do no damage or harm to ourselves or others. Okay, so if you're like, I'm still confused, why is the desire and the fantasy of wanting to wreck my ass not good for me? So you're still feeling that place. Or, the idea of being basically stomped to death is not, is you're like, oh, that's not, there's nothing wrong with that. You're still feeling those feelings. I don't want to shame you in any capacity, and I don't want to make you wrong. But I can honestly say that you may want to have a conversation or keep it in the realm of your whacking off fantasy world, right? So here's the thing. Certain things are unsafe. Certain things can't be done safely and in without certain adapting and modifying so that it can be done safely. So if it's going to cause harm physically, emotionally, or psychologically to yourself or others, any kind of damage to yourself or others, then it may be a desire that you keep in your spank bank, in your repertoire of when you whack off, and that you don't act upon it in real life, because doing harm to yourself or others reinforces harm, and what I talked about a moment ago. And if you're still struggling with that, then reach out, please. That's why I'm here. Reach out and we can figure out what's going on and how do we heal that, right? How do we create satisfaction and like deep sexual gratification from being, taken and, pegged, and used as a dirty little fuckhole and feel good about it without cause tearing you in half and needing you to go to the hospital. All right. And what needs to happen there? I don't know. Each person's different. And there's, I talked about a couple of the themes that may be going on behind the craving of the damage part of it. So reach out and we can figure out what do we need to do. Because I want everybody on this planet to feel sexually liberated and free, and to not have their desires move in a place that doesn't serve them. All right. And again, it's not bad. It's not wrong. It just, in the end, may not be a place that's serving you. Because, like I said, having to go to Emerge after sexy time is not sexy. And if you want to have medical play, then do it safely so you don't have to actually go to Emerge. Okay. Super hot, dangerous. Super hot means there's no trips to the hospital, the morgue, or the cops are called. I hate danger. It means the morgue, somebody's ended up in the morgue, the hospital, or jail. Okay. It's a, kind of a standard think about, if I were to act upon this, could this lead me into being, having to go to the doctors, having to take antibiotics, having to like, these are the things that I want you to ask yourself. And the answer is yes, then we need to find a new way so that the answer to that question is no, I don't need antibiotics. And I don't need to go to the hospital or Emerge after my sexual kinky expression. All right. Till next time, you can always find me at empressgaia.com for all your kink needs. And to step into the gateway that is all things Gaia, go to gaiamorissette.com. Don't forget about all my wonderful online programs and courses and education. And then don't forget about my loyal fans page. That's where you get to see me express my sexual exploration, and you actually get to see me in action. It's also a really great place to have contact with me, because often when I'm recording my podcast, I do it live for my on my loyal fans page, which means that you can engage with me and ask me questions. You get the content right away, and then so that's a bonus, as well as it's a great place that you can ask me direct questions that you may have. You may not want to, have a conversation with me, but you're just like, hey, I'm curious about this. I have a there's the And the feature of loyal fans is called a shout out. So you can request a video that I answer the question that you set forth, and you put your request in, and I make the video, and then I send you the video, which is great because then it's custom to you. So come play with me over on Loyal Fans, and tell your friends about your podcast listening experience, which usually doesn't happen. I'm kind of everybody's dirty little secret. However, if you happen to be, having a conversation about, oh, you really got to check out this podcast, that'd be great. Give a shout out to My Orgasmic Life. It can be found on all the podcasting platforms. All right, till next time, stay curious, stay out of the hospital. Right, bye-bye. Mwah. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. Just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know because I'm a little bit of a voyeur, so I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.